but her followers called it many extravagant things and defined it to each other with hand wavings and facial contortions when words proved inadequate to convey the whole of her fairy quality. Now she was going to America, like all the good things, and after the last 2 years, London without Ray Markable would be an unthinkable desert. Who would not stand forever just to see her once more? It had been drizzling since 5 o'clock, and every now and then a light chill air lifted the drizzle and half playfully swept the queue from end to end with it in one long brushstroke. That discouraged no one. Even the weather could not take itself seriously tonight. It had merely sufficient tang to provide a suitable aperitif to the fare in front of them. The queue twiddled its toes, and Cockney-wise made the most of whatever entertainment provided itself in the dark canyon of the lane. First, there had come the newsboys, small things with thin, impassive faces and wary eyes. They had flickered down the queue like wildfire and disappeared, leaving behind a trail of chatter and fluttering papers. Then a man with legs shorter than his body laid a ragged strip of carpet on the damp pavement and proceeded to tie himself into knots until he looked as a spider does when it is taken unawares, his mournful toad's eyes gleaming now and then from totally unexpected places in the writhing...